Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Death in Captivity, written by Michael Gilbert, with an introduction by Martin Edwards, read by Gordon Griffin. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26, 2JT. Introduction. The aftermath of the Second World War saw the publication of many novels set in prisoner of war camps, ranging from The Colditz Story and The Wooden Horse to The Great Escape. Michael Gilbert's Death in Captivity is unique, however, in offering an impossible crime murder mystery set in an Italian POW camp. There's a good deal in the story to delight the fan of classic Golden Age detective fiction. Take, for instance, the central puzzle, which is neatly summarised in Robert Adie's survey, Locked Room Murders. It concerns the death by suffocation of the only man in an escape tunnel that could only be entered with the help of at least three men. As if that isn't tantalising enough, the prison camp setting ensures a closed circle of suspects in the finest Agatha Christie tradition. And there is even an amateur detective, Cuckoo Goyles, alias Henry Goyles, a bespectacled schoolmaster, who was the son of a solicitor. Given that Michael Gilbert was a bespectacled schoolmaster who became a solicitor after the war, there is perhaps an element of self-portrait, or at least witty self-caricature, in the way Goyles is presented. The murder victim is an unpopular Greek prisoner, a suspected informer called Kyriakos Koutoulos. His body is found beneath a fall of sand in Campo 127's most promising escape tunnel. The challenge for Goyles is to conduct a murder investigation with no help from the official police in a community where the camp's inmates really did know everything about everybody else. Ultimately, he comes up with a solution to the crime neat enough to satisfy lovers of fair play detective fiction. All this would be enough to guarantee an enjoyable read. But there is more. As he did in other novels, Michael Gilbert combines a teasing mystery with a pacey action thriller. The battle of wits between the prisoners, desperate to get away from Campo 127 and their Italian captors, is conveyed amusingly, yet with an underlying seriousness. Gilbert does not flinch from the brutalities of war, including torture and other vicious punishments.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?